Good Sunday, October 12th to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Yes, this is a special edition of Walking with Jesus because today is a historic day. Do you know why? Today and tomorrow, after 737 days in brutal Hamas captivity in Gaza, the Israeli hostages are due to be released. Can you even begin to imagine the hysteria of joy in Israel today, especially among the friends and families of those who were savagely taken hostage 2 years ago during this special Jewish festival? Since then, daily prayer, asking God for his help, has been faithfully going up to God from the Western Wall in Jerusalem, from churches and synagogues around the world, and yes, even from deep underground in those Hamas tunnels. The annual week-long Sukkot Jewish festival concludes tomorrow. Coincidentally, this festival honors the biblical account of the Israelites living in temporary shelters for 40 years as they wandered in the desert with Moses after fearfully refusing God's invitation into the promised land. The Bible book of Numbers gives us the story of those years. The day after Sukkot, which this year is Tuesday, October 14, is another Jewish holiday of great joy, celebrating God giving his people his law, the Torah, the Word of God. On this day, synagogues around the world each year are filled with music and dancing and celebrating God's Torah word. But this year, the Jewish joy will be joined by people around the world thanking God for his help in the release of these Israeli hostages. I found a wonderful Jewish article explaining these special Sukkot days. And as you and I worship God this Sunday, let's thank God with Jews everywhere. Do you recognize God's sovereignty over all things as seen in his perfect timing for the release of these hostages on this Jewish holiday of praise to God? Here's the article link explaining Sukkot and the Festival of Joy, and I'll meet you here again tomorrow.